Trevor Noah had some jokes on Bill Barr leaving Trump's White House. Those two were like Batman and Robin if Batman and Robin couldn't fit into their tights. Either Batman quit because Trump is too crazy even for him, or Trump fired Barr because he's not crazy enough to roll in this White House. Noah concluded, well, at least Bill Barr is beating the traffic. Colbert had a joke about the election. Texas Senator John Cornyn told reporters, there comes a time when you have to realize that despite your best efforts, you've been unsuccessful. Colbert said, it's like when we tell kids when they play sports, it's important to realize that when you've lost, then 6 weeks later, drive back to the field so you can shake the other team's hands and say, good game, you cheater. Larry the Cable Guy tweets, maybe I shouldn't read too much into this, but you know what I haven't heard one time this December? Hey, Dad, what would you like for Christmas? John Mulaney has checked into rehab. Page Six with the dig, the 38-year-old golden boy of comedy checked into a Pennsylvania rehab facility this past weekend. A source says John's friends and family are happy that he's finally getting some help and focusing on his health. His fans know he struggled in the past with sobriety. He's talked about it openly. Unfortunately, he has struggled again during the pandemic. He's on board with his recovery. He's not fighting against the rehab. In an interview last year, Mulaney said he began drinking at age 13. Quote, I drank for attention. I was really outgoing. And then at 12, I wasn't. I didn't know how to act. And then I was drinking and I was hilarious again. He had told Esquire that while he never liked smoking pot, he, quote, loved cocaine and dabbled with prescription drugs. Quoting Mulaney, I wasn't a good athlete, so maybe it was some young male thing of this is the physical feat I can do, 3 Vicodin and a tequila, and I'm still standing. Who's the athlete now? Simpsons writer Tim Long tweeted, Mulaney is insanely talented and was way nicer to me than he needed to be when he did The Simpsons. I hope he and everyone who's struggling these days get the help they need. Mom star Kristen Johnston said, never ever be ashamed of being brave enough to ask for help. Patton Oswalt said, love to Mulaney. And John DiMaggio, who's credited here as a Disenchantment star, I always think of him as Bender, the robot on Futurama. The only jokes I want to hear about Mulaney in rehab are the jokes he tells about it after he gets out. John Krasinski's back. You may remember we were all into Some Good News, and then Krasinski sold it to CBS and wasn't going to host it anymore. And it was like, oh, John, you took all the goodness in the world and made some money off it. Well, Some Good News is back, and some good news is that John Krasinski hosted it. It's a special Christmas edition. He is joined by famous guests Justin Timberlake, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who is dressed as Dwanta Claus. I don't want to get beat up by The Rock. That's awesome. It's really awesome. Dwanta Claus. Can't think of anything more cool than that, right? It's Some Good News is a first new episode in 7 months. Welcome back, John Krasinski. All right, let's dive in. Fasten your seatbelts. The Interrobang has their list of the top 10 stand-up comedians of 2020. Someone's on this list, and a slow burn is coming, but let's begin. These are their nominees. They are asking you to vote again at interrobang.com. So the nominees for top 10 stand-up comedians of 2020, I guess we're going to pick one. Yeah, we're going to pick one. Let's look at the past winners. 2014, Bill Burr. Pretty sweet. 2015, Nate Bargatze. This is good. The Interrobang, by the way, is like a comedy nerds website. Like if you're like really into comedy, like if you're at, I don't know, Caroline's on Tuesday, the Interrobang is for you. 2016, they picked Jim Jeffries. 2017, Judah Friedlander. 2018, Bert Kreischer. 2019, Shane Gillis. So this list is pretty good, right? That's not a bad list. But here are the nominees for 2020. Colin Quinn. I guess they really liked his special. Maria Bamford, I guess they really liked her special. Bert Kreischer. Doug Stanhope, I love Doug's material. I think it's so strong. Jim Gaffigan, let's not vote for Jim Gaffigan, because if he wins, he's not going to call you back and go, hey, thanks for helping build my career. He's just going to like forget that he knew you. Eddie Pepitone. All of a sudden, Eddie Pepitone is like, I don't know, like this is showing up on best comedy special of the year list. Now we're naming him best comedian of the year. Eddie's fine, but like, I don't know what's going on with the Eddie Pepitone campaigns lately. Leslie Jones, Bill Burr, Tim Heidecker. Did you watch that special? It's okay. I can't imagine picking Tim Heidecker here. And Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah. Say it with me. She pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. Let's read what the Interrobang said. Sarah Cooper's career exploded in 2020, making her seem like an overnight sensation when actually she's been putting in the work for years. But there's no denying that 2020 was the year the world got to really see Cooper. Her breakout into becoming a household name was directly tied to the events of 2020, and she will forever be part of a time capsule of a year we won't ever forget. That's right. When we're all like, hey, what was the worst year ever, 2020? And who do you think of? Sarah Cooper. I think that's, yeah. Yeah, when I think of the worst thing ever, I'll be, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, makes total sense. Her lip syncs of President Trump took off, and everyone was sharing them. She was exploding on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok with a younger generation, while at the same time, older generations couldn't get enough of her. No, I didn't die there in the middle of the sentence. I just, my brain froze, so I left a pregnant pause there. Late Night was showing her videos. The morning shows were showing her videos. Afternoon Talk couldn't get enough of Sarah Cooper, and not just for those viral videos. Oh, really? Many of our top comedy of 2020 was created prior to the pandemic, but Sarah's explosion of fame enabled her to be one of the few comedians who announced the new project, filmed it, and then released it all in 2020. Her new Netflix special, Everything's Fine, is a tremendous debut. Come on, Interrobang. Interrobang, I know you know comedy. You can't possibly believe that. You, Interrobang, you cannot possibly believe that that special was good. I know you know better. I read your site every day. I know you know better. What is going on here? I know you know better. She's won a ton of awards already this year, and Cooper's not just a flash in the pan. She's here to stay. We'll see, says Johnny Mack. CBS is developing a series based on Cooper's 2018 book for igniting the nation, for racking up millions and millions of views, for creating new ways to perform comedy, and for being hilarious. Sarah Cooper is a comedian of the year. And Sarah Bang, you know better. Al Madrigal, I really dig his comedy. He's working on a new series for ABC. It's called Gorillas, and it's the story of when Miles Flores, played by Madrigal, a lonely efficiency expert for an oil company, gets kidnapped in South America, and then he ends up working for a disorganized group of guerrilla soldiers to earn back his freedom. That's different. That's going to be an ABC sitcom? That feels like cable to me, right? How's that going to work on ABC? From the Daily Mail, new comedy special, Schultz Saves America. This is Andrew Schultz's new thing on Netflix, the four-part thing. Haven't gotten to that one yet. It has been slammed as racist and dangerous over its jokes blaming Asians for the pandemic and referring to the virus as the Wuhanic plague. If it's racist, I'm probably not going to get to it. I will read the words of Andrew Schultz as captured by the Daily Mail. Andrew has said, I mean, let's be honest, next to squatting to smoke a cigarette, slinging viruses is their favorite thing to do. They make everything over there, bubonic plague, SARS, bird flu, corona, 15-second dance videos. I mean, Chinese viruses have killed almost as many people as Chinese dictators. Some reactions from Twitter. One, congratulations to Netflix on releasing a comedy special that calls coronavirus the Asian parasite in the first minute and equates lockdown loyalists to lockdown protesters in the second. Another reaction, it's baffling that this kind of racism, which we know leads to real-life violence against Asian people, is approved by Netflix. Although some people like it, one positive reaction is, if late-night talk shows had witty writers with some balls and eliminated all the crappy parts of their show, you would have Schultz Save America. And one more, Schultz Save America is a masterclass in joke writing, alliterations, wordplay, metaphors, subtle jabs, relatable callbacks, rhymes, clever, and funny. I have not seen it yet. From the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Minnesota comic Andy Erickson's streaming special celebrates the holidays and a new lease on life. Listen to this. In June, Erickson felt so dizzy that she couldn't respond to her husband's call to dinner. She'd faced health issues before, but this was different. After arriving in a hospital by ambulance, she went into cardiac arrest. She flatlined. Heart surgery followed. A pacemaker was installed. Because of the pandemic, her family was not allowed to be by her side. All she had was a stuffed llama doll to cling to and the support of her loved ones who, standing in a parking structure across the street, held up signs she could see from her window. Erickson said, it was a really cool, weird, special moment. My brother's not an outwardly affectionate guy. He made a sign that said, Packers suck. That made me laugh so hard. She got back on stage recently and didn't shy away from talking about it. She said, I don't want to talk about a wedding I went to 5 years ago where somebody peed their pants. I'm excited to share all these things I've went through. I have this opportunity to share and laugh and cry to connect with people. She says, I've come to terms that I could die at any minute. This is my second life. I don't have any regrets. That's your comedy news for today. While you're listening to this, I'm at the dentist. If you missed yesterday, one of my teeth turned gray. By the way, I am scared of roller coasters and the dentist. So right now, as you listen and you're enjoying me do a slow burn about Sarah Cooper, I probably am in all kinds of personal paranoia, fear of pain. Give me more painkillers. There's no way the gray tooth is good, right? So I might be here tomorrow, or you might hear a generic episode. We'll find out. You can find out if you follow the show on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And I don't know, maybe I'll see you tomorrow. One way or another, you will hear my voice. I'll schedule something. Bye.